As part of the municipality, the Anchorage School District was not directly involved in last week's state general election, but one of its school board members was. Chris Tuck ran as the Democrat candidate for State House District 29. By the end of the election night count, Tuck led Republican Ron Jordan by 158 votes. That's a comfortable lead, but still close enough to make the nearly 1,700 remaining absentee early and questioned ballots sufficient to possibly change the result. So as the count commences at the Division of Elections, Tuck, Jordan, and the Anchorage School Board will be closely watching the District 29 results. Even on election night, Tuck was aware that his election would remain uncertain until this week's count. All he could do is offer a somewhat vague estimate as to when he would leave his school board seat to take up new duties.
I will be turning my slip in probably sometime in end of November, maybe beginning of December, to give enough time for the new person to get on board. We have a budget process that's going on right now, so I do need to turn that over so that person can get involved right away, because the budget process is a lengthy process. It's a very intensive process, and I want to give all the opportunity for the new person to come in to get on step.
School Board President Jeff Friedman says once Tuck turns in his resignation, state law and district policy provide the official calendar.
We have a 30-day period where we announce the vacancy, solicit applications, and then hold a board meeting to interview all the applicants and then select one of them to fill the vacant seat until the next election.
The next election would be in April. That means whoever is selected would be running almost immediately after appointment, but not for a full 3-year term, only for the unexpired portion of Tuck's current term. So whoever wins next April would then face a second election a year later in April 2010. Friedman wasn't about to guess how many applications the board could expect if Tuck's seat becomes open. He did note that a year ago, Mary Mark's vacant board seat drew 8 candidates. Friedman has some important advice for whomever does apply. Start learning as much about the district and its budget as you can. And try to cover every meeting on revenues and expenditures.
You can make or watch on TV or do something, because if you are selected, you will be right in the mix from day one.
The daunting budget duties notwithstanding, Friedman says if Tuck wins the election and leaves the board, it would be good to have a sizable number of applicants, and not just for Tuck's seat.
I hope we get a wide range of people applying so that we can encourage them to run for the open seats, though, even if they aren't selected.
Even before Tuck's decision to run for the State House, the school board was scheduled to have elections for 3 of its 7 seats in next April's municipal election. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.